With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Farm Aid is set for next weekend. The music festival, backed by Neil Young, Willie Nelson, and other musicians, has raised $57 million for farmers since it began in 1985. On Saturday, September 21st, musicians and fans will gather at the Alpine Valley Music Theater in East Troy, Wisconsin. Perry Brown, executive director of the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute, says farmers have struggled this year with low crop prices and a wet spring, and Farm Aid provides an opportunity to put a spotlight on their plight.
I think the biggest thing that they do is just drawing attention to the issues out there in agriculture, especially for family farmers and for small farms across the country. It's important to draw attention to those issues, and a lot of times it's something that people don't pay a lot of attention to.
But the Trump administration has tried to help farmers and even authorized two financial packages, adding up to about $28 billion. Brown said the event, though, is an opportunity to showcase agriculture, especially there in Wisconsin.
From a field crop standpoint and from a dairy standpoint, and also we have a huge group of family farms here in this area that are practicing sustainable and organic agriculture.
By the way, this year's Farm Aid is sold out, but you can stream it online if you want to at farmaid.org. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.